telephone line, and we can talk until the morning light. But it's not you, 'cause you're not speaking truth.
You can see the look all over your face, like there's something.
And we can hold the drama for days and days, but it's not you, 'cause you're not speaking truth. Into oblivion I see the state you're in. Why keep talking when you're not listening? And you're not speaking truth.
Speaking Truth from the forthcoming EP, British Columbia, soon to be released by Vancouver-based alternative folk and pop musician Robert Guess. The record was co-produced by Andy Schichter at Park Sound Studios, and the lead single, Cool Heart, was released last month. I spoke with Robert over Skype. Rob, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Oh, thanks, Mai. Great to be here.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
I did not, although I would say that my mother was musical. I was certainly encouraged to be musical from a young age, and I think I just had a propensity for it when I was young. And so it was a bit of a desert from the standpoint that there was really nobody in my immediate world that was playing music, and I certainly looked to seek out music as a young guy, and started playing music seriously as a teenager. I grew up outside of Canada. I'm actually from the States, originally from New Jersey, and then grew up mostly in the South Florida area, in the Miami area. And so just played a lot of music growing up, and it's been certainly an interesting journey.
Do you remember what the very first album was that you ever bought for yourself?
Well, the first record that I remember... my parents were definitely, there was music in our house. And in fact, I think they used to have some subscription where every month there would be a new record. And I don't know how actively they listened to the music, but the first record I remember was Elton John's album, Don't Shoot Me, I'm the Piano Player, which it's nice in the last year to see his life story come to life on the big screen. But Crocodile Rock was the very first song I remember hearing as a young guy. And so grew up listening to Elton John, Billy Joel, Bruce Springsteen, especially being from New Jersey. And a lot of the 70s AM radio hits, I do remember 70s AM radio just being on all the time, and we would just soak up the melodies and those great pop songs from that era. The first record that I can't remember the first record. It probably was something around that time. It probably was an Elton John record.
I read in one of your bios that you feel that Neil Finn is a big influence for you. I'm a big fan myself. Who else were among the ones that you feel are most influenced your own music?
Well, you know, early memories of, Neil Diamond was actually a big reference for me growing up. There was definitely a lot of Neil Diamond being played in my house. And, you know, again, I mentioned Billy Joel. I remember Billy Joel being played quite a bit at the time as well. I think, you know, for me, as I became a teenager, I was definitely attracted to some of the great alternative pop stars at the time. I was a big Lloyd Cole fan. When Crowded House came around, that was certainly a band that I listened to quite a bit. And to this day, Neil Finn is one of my favorite songwriters. As I got a little bit older, I was attracted to some of the alternative rock. And so the Replacements were actually a big influence on me over the years. Paul Westerberg's one of my favorite songwriters. And so it's been a bit of an amalgamation of some of the music that was so inspiring to me. But a lot of it is really melodic-based, great songwriting. Just I'm always looking for song and melody first. And so a lot of those writers were definitely influential for me. In fact, you know, it's funny when I think about music, it's probably not until recently that I tuned into lyrics as much as I have. I mean, I certainly, you know, have always focused on the whole of the song, but it's really melody first. And some of those writers that I mentioned just were so amazing at the melodies they created. And, you know, the words almost became secondary for me because focusing on the melody seemed to be the thing that would grab the listener. And so it's, you know, just recently do I go back to some records where I say, oh, geez, I didn't really quite pick up what that lyric was about at the time. But yeah, definitely a fan of the great songwriter.
Do you approach your own songwriting in the same way by starting with a melody rather than having the lyrics inspire the music?
I do. You know, I follow this really great podcast called Soda Jerker. It's two guys from Liverpool that interview some of the best songwriters in the world. And everyone has a different process. And for me, it's always been guitar. And, you know, there's a bit of finding the melody first. And, you know, much of what is on my most recent record and many of the records that I've released in the past always seems to come in that way. It's almost a bit of a stream of consciousness approach to songwriting where you find the melody, you might find a phrase, you know, with a little guitar backdrop behind it, and that phrase becomes the starting point to discovering what the song's about. And I think that's an organic and natural place, you know, for people that speak, you know, through the lens of spirituality, they would say that, you know, you're just kind of opening a channel and waiting, almost like fishing, to find that kernel of what is the song about, and it's coming through you versus you using your intellect to discover what it is. And so I really try to take that approach just to kind of let it happen organically, but it usually does come from melody first.
You've previously released 6 albums, fronting a couple of rock bands in the States, and you are soon to release your new EP titled British Columbia. You just released the lead single, Cool Heart, last month. What can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, you know, it's one of my favorite songs that I've written, and so excited to finally get it out. The album I call British Columbia for a lot of different reasons, but one of the reasons that I was really excited about this particular project and this record was just playing with British Columbian musicians, and there's a lot of talented players here. The project was recorded at Park Sound Studio. It was co-produced and engineered by Andy Schichter, who has become a good friend and introduced me to just a really great cast of musicians. And most of the projects that I've worked on over the years have really been that I write songs, I bring them in, I look for players, and I try to get out of their way and let them express their personality in the music. And that absolutely happened in this case. And, you know, in the case of Cruel Heart, I was looking to really write a great pop song that had meaning, that was catchy, memorable, but also had, you know, this thematic around a metaphor here of someone, the character in that particular song has a cruel heart and is maybe looking at the world, you know, from a dark place. And so the narrator of the song is really trying to shine a bright light on how cruel that heart is, so to speak, and how much love is in that heart, even though that heart feels a bit dark. And so that's, I think for me, you know, as a songwriter, just trying to accomplish that task of how do you deliver that message in a way that is accessible, memorable, catchy, and fun. It's just been really fun to get the reaction of the audience that's heard it to date, and it's just been super positive.
When you get tired, you evaporate. Only took a second to appreciate my love. Windmill days and a broken thorn, and it only took a minute to relieve what you had torn. 'Cause my love is never very far, it's right away. With a bitter face, it only took a second to fascinate my love. I took away what you left behind, and it only took a minute to change my